A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Lamed Dalet, Ksubas 34a, pagination is 67. Counting down from the top of the page, six lines. At the end of a line, Tanya, we learned, Hamevashel b'Shabbos, a person who cooked on Shabbos incorrectly, either by mistake or purposely, but incorrectly cooked on Shabbos. And the same is true with other malachas that might have been done. If a person picked apples on Shabbos as well, incorrectly, where either it was done by mistake because he didn't know the halacha, or done purposely because he didn't have the self-restraint that he should have had to keep the mitzvah, we have rulings in the Gemara, which I would like to do two of the rulings, one from Rabbi Meir and one from Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to do the second one first, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because it'll flow better in the way the Mechaber presents it in Shulchan Aruch. So the rule of Hamavashel b'Shabbos, a person cooked on Shabbos or did any other malacha, question is, what are the after effects of the fact that this deed was accomplished in a prohibited way? Are you allowed to use the cooked food? Are you allowed to use the picked apple, etc.? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shogeg, if it was done by mistake, Yochal l'motzoi Shabbos, then immediately after Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. The only prohibition to use it is on Shabbos, and that's true whether we're talking about the person who did it or the other people who would like to benefit from it. If it was done by mistake, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can use it once Shabbos is over. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches observes that even though there's a principle called b'chdei sheya'asu, that you have to wait the amount of time that it would have taken to do this act after Shabbos, so that cooking, if it takes 2 hours to cook something and make it edible, so you would have to wait 2 hours after Shabbos. If it takes a certain amount of time to pick the apples, you would have to wait that amount of time where the apples could have been picked after Shabbos. So all of those concepts, applications of b'chdei sheya'asu, the Mishnah Berurah says, only apply by a non-Jew, because we're concerned that you're actually going to tell him on Shabbos, because we know that telling a non-Jew might be more lenient in certain people's minds, and we want to make sure we don't go there. We don't want you asking a non-Jew to do things on Shabbos, so therefore if you did, and he did it for you, it's going to be prohibited, b'chdei sheya'asu, the amount of time that it takes to do it. But when you're dealing with a Jew who did it b'shogeg, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no b'chdei sheya'asu, because we're not concerned that you're going to ask the Jew. We're not concerned that the Jew would listen to you. And the concept of b'chdei sheya'asu simply doesn't apply. One could infer a degree of caution. In our time, if a person was using a non-Shomer Shabbos car mechanic, for example, if something was done b'shogeg, would there be a concern, would there be an application of b'chdei sheya'asu in a degree of self-restraint, because we are running the risk of erroneously thinking that Shabbos is different because he's not a Shomer Shabbos and he's doing work anyway, so why shouldn't he do for me too? Absolutely not. It's totally forbidden. And the person has to know if this concept of b'chdei sheya'asu ought to be self-imposed if we know that it was done b'shogeg. But in any case, hamavasho b'shabbos, if a person cooked on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it was done b'shogeg, b'motzei Shabbos, even he is allowed to benefit from that which was cooked. B'mezid, but if it was done b'mezid purposely, lo yochal olamis, the person himself may not eat it ever, but other people are going to be permitted b'motzoi Shabbos right away. And over here, the Mishnah Berurah commented that there's no b'chdei sheyasu, because we're not concerned that you're going to ask him and he's going to listen to you purposely to cook on Shabbos. There's no reason for b'chdei sheyasu. The prohibition of b'mezid is only going to impact the person himself who did it. He won't be able to benefit from it ever. If it's a garment that he wove on Shabbos, he'll never be able to wear it. But other people can benefit from it after Shabbos. That's the way the Mechaber brings this halacha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechaber in Shin Yud Ches, Hamavasho b'Shabbos, a person who cooked on Shabbos, the Rama adds, O sha'asa achas mishar malachos, or any other malacha, b'mezid, if it was done purposely, aser lo le'olam, it's forbidden forever for him. V'la'achirim mutu l'motzoi Shabbos b'yad, and for everybody else, it's permitted immediately after Shabbos is over. U'v'shogeg, and if he did it by mistake, aser bo b'yom gam la'achirim, everybody is forbidden on Shabbos, v'la'erev mutu gam lo miyad, but after Shabbos, everybody is permitted, because it was done b'shogeg, by mistake. The Mishnah Berurah comments at the end of Sifkaton Zayin that there are poskim who paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda, who we just outlined, but rather by a more lenient position, which is the position of Rabbi Meir, which appears in the line preceding what we just did. And that line states, b'shogeg yochal, if it was done by mistake, it can be benefited from even on that day, according to Reb Meir. And b'mezid, if it was done purposely, lo yochal, you're not allowed to benefit from it until after Shabbos. And at that point, even the person himself would be allowed to benefit from it. Divrei Reb Meir, these are the words of Reb Meir. This is significantly more lenient than the position of Rabbi Yehuda, whom the Mechaber paskined like. Number one, b'shogeg, you can benefit from it even on the day of Shabbos. It was by mistake. And b'mezid, if it was done purposely, whereas until now we said the person himself may never benefit from it, Rabbi Meir is saying, after Shabbos, everyone can benefit from it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh lismoch al zeh, since there are significant poskim upaskin like Reb Meir, even though the Mechaber does not, but you're allowed to rely on the more lenient shita, the shita of Reb Meir, bibishul bishogeg, if the malacha was done by accident. So that, for example, if someone picked some apples on Shabbos, b'shogeg, you're in a kiruv camp, and some of the children went and picked apples on Shabbos, and they mixed them in to your Shabbos-destined snacks, and they mixed them in, and now you don't know what you're supposed to do. So le'es hatzorech, in a place of need, you're allowed to rely on the shita of Reb Meir, that if it was done b'shogeg, it was done by mistake, the malacha will be permitted even on the day of Shabbos. Interestingly, the Mishneh Berurah does not say that we rely on Reb Meir straight away le'es hatzorech in a case of need. He only says that b'shogeg you could rely on Reb Meir. But it would seem that if it's b'mezid, if the person did it purposely, then the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda would stand, which is, lo yochal olamis, you're not allowed to ever benefit from it. This would have a significant ramification if a person became a Baal Tshuva after weaving a sweater, let's say, on Shabbos, knitting a sweater on Shabbos. They then become observant, and they want to know, what's the halacha of the sweater that I knitted on Shabbos? So the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, in footnote 17, writes that Mishum Takonas Hashavim, that over here also, we would consider it Le'es Hatzorech, a case of need, V'yesh L'Hakel Bozeh, in such a significant situation, we would rely on Reb Meir, even in the case of Mezid, purposely, and we would allow the person to benefit from the sweater, and we would not say that it's forbidden forever to the person because they made it b'mezid on Shabbos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.